Indigenous children are twice as likely to die before the age of 5 as non-Indigenous children. That distressing statistic can be found in today's most recent National Health Report, published by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Oliver Brown reports.
While it is shocking to hear that Indigenous children are still far from vulnerable than the rest of the population, there is some good news to be taken from today's report, says Fadwa Al-Yaman, head of the Indigenous and Maternal Health Group at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare.
We have seen significant decline over time, and we continue to see this significant decline, in particular in infant mortality, but also we look at when are infants dying or when are children dying. So one of the CAWAG targets is death rate among children aged 0 to 4, and the target was to halve the gap by 2018 between Indigenous and non-Indigenous children. And what we've noticed, really, although we're on track to reach the target, which is halving the gap, still mortality rate among Indigenous children is twice that among non-Indigenous children.
Has there been a massive diversity between Indigenous Australians living in regional Australia and Indigenous Australians living in urban areas?
One of the key contributing factors is where people live in relation to mortality. So we find, like, for example, in remote areas and in the Northern Territory, the mortality rates are a lot higher than in other states and territories, and the gap is bigger between Indigenous and non-Indigenous. So there is an element of where people live or their socioeconomic position can really impact on mortality outcomes. And we see that in some other relationship. Like, we know, for example, sometimes people who are less educated are more likely to smoke or not eat in a healthy way. There are so much linkages between social position or socioeconomic disadvantage and health outcomes.
The fact that it has actually significantly improved since the last time the country was surveyed, could you just elaborate a little bit more about that?
We've seen declines over time. We've seen almost 66% decline in infant mortality over around 15 years period. But we're getting to a stage where we need to address some of the other factors that impact on child mortality, such as access to health services like antenatal care is key, such as reduction in risk factors that happen during pregnancy, you know, reduction in maternal condition that can impact on preterm birth and low birth weight. So we need to address everything almost at the same time to have the gains to be able to close the gap in child mortality.
Fadwa Al-Yaman, manager of the Indigenous and Maternal Health Group at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Alan Groff is Chief Operating Officer at Indigenous Allied Health Australia. He says the issue is equity of healthcare for all Australians before all else.
It's about people being treated as entire human beings, so it's the social and economic determinants of health. Now, to put it in a simple terms, if someone doesn't have housing or clean water, their prospects of good health is pretty limited. If they have very low incomes and they can't get work, then the capacity to afford very expensive food is very difficult, and so nutrition declines. Improving one area isn't enough, but equally any improvement in any area will have a positive reinforcing effect, but it needs to be tackled en masse. I think the key here is that there are several areas where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders have been raising these issues for a long time with government and ministers. It's really a case of listening to them. Essentially, if we keep going the same way we always have, we can't expect to get different results. But Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are very happy to provide guidance on how these things could be done differently and are more than willing to have a go at it. I think it's the opportunity to do that. And given the results are as poor as this report shows, what can be lost by trying something different?
Alan Groth, he's Chief Operating Officer of Indigenous Allied Health Australia, completing that report for The Wire's Oliver Brown.